Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, Bitmine has made headlines by significantly boosting its Ethereum treasury. The firm added more than 82,000 ETH to reach a total of over 2.15 million ETH, valued at nearly $9.7 billion. While its equity stake in a WorldCoin vehicle surged tenfold. This move underscores a strong institutional tilt toward Ethereum, highlighting the promise of staking yields and strategic diversification beyond Bitcoin. In the meme coin arena, Pepe experienced a 6% drop over the past day, slipping to a critical low. Despite the downward pressure, large investors continue to accumulate, with top non-exchange addresses increasing their holdings modestly. This episode serves as a reminder that while volatility persists, strategic accumulation remains a key play for seasoned traders. Turning to stability in digital currencies, Coinbase's chief policy officer, Faria Shirzad, pushed back on warnings that stablecoins might cause bank deposit outflows. He argued that these coins function primarily as fast, economical transaction tools rather than savings vehicles. His commentary challenges traditional banking narratives and calls on banks to adapt to this newer, disruptive technology. Meanwhile, our Asia morning briefing noted that Bitcoin is holding firm around the $115,000 mark. Divergent analyst views emerged. One report from a leading blockchain data firm warns of market fragility due to profit-taking, whereas another underscores robust ETF inflows as a stabilizing force. This balance of caution and optimism mirrors the larger market sentiment as traders eye the upcoming Federal Reserve policy decision. Athena has also captured attention by confirming that its fee switch thresholds have been met. With the USD supply soaring past $6 billion and lifetime protocol revenue well beyond set benchmarks, ENA holders may soon enjoy yields above 5%. This development reflects healthy demand and could redefine fee distribution within the stablecoin ecosystem. On the altcoin front, leveraged positions have surged to nearly $38.6 billion, closely approaching Bitcoin and Ethereum futures levels. Experts caution that if market sentiment shifts with the Fed's decision, significant liquidations could follow. In a related innovation, Dragonfly's Haseeb Qureshi proposed replacing traditional airdrops with a reputation-based distribution model, integrating holder scores and crowd sales, to cultivate long-term committed user bases. In a landmark transaction for Solana, Forward Industries acquired approximately 6.8 million SOL tokens for a deal valued at about $1.58 billion. This acquisition sets the stage for the first publicly traded treasury to cross the $1 billion mark in Solana holdings. Adding to institutional momentum, Bitcoin ETFs recently drew in roughly $2.3 billion in inflows, driven by major players like BlackRock and Fidelity. Even amidst a broader market downturn, Pump.fund's Pump token defied trends by surging 40% over the weekend, propelled by record user engagement and innovative creator incentives. These diverse developments illustrate a dynamic crypto landscape where institutional strategies, innovative token models, and bullish retail sentiments continue to redefine market trajectories. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.